This is a four-year-old program that has developed from a two-way partnership between the United Nations Creative Community Outreach Initiative and the Independent Filmmaker Project, to this year including a third partner, which is Just Films of the Ford Foundation. It is meant to bring together filmmakers, the creative minds of documentary filmmakers, with experts from the United Nations to more or less enable those who are good at storytelling get access to those who have knowledge of the issues and come up with products that will be enabling the United Nations and organizations that care about, in this case, in this version on sustainability issue, to communicate better and reach much wider audiences.
Give me some ideas of social issues that have translated into films or documentaries.
If you look at the ability of films like The Inconvenient Truth to reach and to change perceptions on climate change, even feature films like Blood Diamond, how the horrendous effects of diamond trade on in some countries to finance war, and those issues that we try to communicate all the time. We have conferences, we have press releases, we have press conferences, and it's not the same way reaching when it is done through a creative way with the film industry.
What do you see coming up in the future for this program, and what topics do you think it will tackle?
I mean, Envision in particular is the partnership with the Independent Filmmaker Project targeting documentary filmmakers. But the Creative Community Outreach Initiative, we also work with the Secretary General, the Executive Office of the Secretary General, and basically in direct contact and approach to Hollywood, to the feature film industry. And we have cooperated with the production of a number of films where they wanted to shoot in the United Nations or to use scenes that would have UN emblem in peacekeeping and so on. So that engages the filmmakers with us, and we are able to more or less advise on what is actually realistic or what is not. The other part is the television series. There was a very concrete example a few years ago when Ugly Betty, they wanted to film a series and they thought of filming in the United Nations. So the discussion created a context in which they could, which was a fashion exhibit to promote a campaign, Nothing But Nets, which became the basis for a campaign to raise funds for Nothing But Nets, which is bed nets that are a key element in fighting malaria in malaria-stricken countries. So you can have this partnership not only with documentary filmmakers, but also with television series and filmmakers.
Why does the UN feel it's important to get the word out on these social issues through the film industry?
There is no one issue that we want the film industry to take up. I mean, it's not trying to promote the United Nations. It's about having the film industry incorporate those issues in the filmmaking and making life better on Earth. I mean, if you take one key issue that, I'm not saying that this was part of this campaign, it predates it, smoking. Films used to more or less, smoking was cool. When the perceptions about smoking changed, you don't see that reflected in films more. So you don't see it at all, actually. It's uncool to smoke in most films today. So it has led to dramatic decrease in smoking, plus campaigns and awareness and so on. But it's just a small example of the power of film. The transformative power of film is much more effective than a simple event that we can have once or twice a year.